Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another mini-cast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. The British publishers of the Collins Dictionary have announced 24 words on their endangered species list. They're words like vilipend, to treat with contempt, and knitted, that's N-I-T-I-D, which means glistening. The editors say if they don't see these words being used in everyday speech and writing, they'll drop them from the next edition. They've even set a deadline, February 2009. But they're also offering the public a chance to vote for which word should get a reprieve. It's a great publicity stunt. But I have to say that the thought of any word being voted off the lexical island makes me wince. I understand, of course, that culling the herd is a necessary evil. Consider the economics. More words mean more pages, and more pages mean more cost per unit. As more new words come into being, the obsolete ones have to make room. Still, I was aghast to realize that on the list was one of my favorite words ever. The word is caducity, C-A-D-U-C-I-T-Y, caducity. It means perishability, transience. More specifically, it means the infirmities that accompany old age. Caducity comes from the Latin word cadere, which means to fall. The same root produced other falling words like cascade and most likely cadaver, literally one who has fallen. So what I love about this word is that tucked inside it is a picture of falling away, like leaves in autumn. You might speak of the caducity of fame, or the caducity of nature, or you might say, I worry about my parents' growing caducity. There's kind of a wistful beauty about this word, and it's not just poetic, it's musical. Listen, caducity. Contrary to what you might think, lexicographers say it's incredibly hard to coin a word that sticks around long enough to wind up in the dictionary. Same for self-conscious efforts to revive words that are becoming obsolete. But I believe caducity has hardly outlived its usefulness. So I'm asking you to join me. Adopt this word as your own. Use it. Drop it into casual conversation. Put it into a poem. On a vanity plate. I don't care. Just use it. Another thing lexicographers tell us, just because a word isn't in the dictionary doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So regardless of what the Collins editors decide in February, I'm hanging on to this one. Then again, if we all start using it, maybe we can save this lovely old word from, well, caducity. I'd love to know what you think about caducity. You can write to us anytime at words@waywardradio.org. Or give us a call. The number's 1-877-929-9673. Or hop on over to our discussion forum. That's at waywardradio.org/discussion. I'll be over there talking about caducity. And by the way, if you'd like to see the rest of the words on the Collins list, you can go to our website. That's at waywardradio.org. Search for the word, wait for it, caducity. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com.